All right, here we go. So here's RoboTaxi. Gonna come right in.
Right by Zilker Park.
Oh, how's it going, man?
Good to see you, brother.
Hey, what's up?
Dave Lee over here. Should we go crash their recording?
We should totally go crash their recording.
We're gonna crash their recording. Okay, we're doing a podcast, but an extra special one. Not only do we have John.
What's up?
From Tesla owner Silicon Valley here, but we also have Hans, because we're doing a podcast. What are we doing a podcast about?
I don't know. Why would we do a podcast today? It's June 22nd. What's special about June 22nd?
I don't know what's special about it. It's very nice and windy, though. It feels amazing. Now you're like, okay, so show us what you're doing on this phone right now. So tell us. Show us and tell us. What happened?
So this is the ride-hailing app, and I had the ability to book it literally 2 minutes ago. Someone kifed our RoboTaxi.
Oh, shit.
Oh, someone else is going to have to enjoy driverless rides in a Tesla Model Y for a few minutes. So we'll have to wait now to book.
Yeah.
We're gonna ride again.
Do you want to show them the interface while we wait?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's... pretty clean, pretty easy. You just type in where you want to go. You've got options. You can look up food. You can look up cafes.
You want to show them the geofence area maybe to start so they can
see what it looks like. Yeah, so this is the greater Austin area up here, and this is South Austin. So we're down south of the river. This is 35. We're
up there.
We're right here by South
Auditorium Shores.
Yep.
Yeah. Which is like over by, I don't know if for those that are familiar with Austin, we're over here somewhere. We're over by close to Lady Bird Lake, basically just the northest point of South Congress, very close to that.
Yep. Yeah. So then they also have fast food is my guess is what this is here.
Yeah.
You can... got some places kind of loaded up. We go to Chipotle, In-N-Out, Shake Shack. In-N-Out is the devil for all of you people who are not from around here, where Texans eat Whataburger, but sorry, Texans, Whataburger is also trash.
It's all trash. All right, so let's see if we can actually hail our ride. So
yeah, let's go back. We were gonna try to go to this Sonic. Not because we want to eat Sonic, but because it's way down there towards the edge of the service area, so we can have a little bit of time in the car.
Yeah.
And it looks like we still have high service demand. Please come back later. It's almost like there's a lot of people who would want to ride in a Tesla RoboTaxi. I don't know why.
Yeah. So actually, we've already taken... So you've taken how many rides? Two rides?
I've taken two.
Yeah, I've taken two as well. So far, your reaction. So what's your reaction so far?
Even though I've driven FSD fairly extensively here for the past few months, I haven't owned a Tesla for that long. You'd think you should kind of have an idea what it would feel like.
Yeah.
But then sitting in the back seat and watching the car drive with no one sitting there.
Crazy.
Is insane. And just knowing like, the only option that the safety monitor has is basically the e-stop, like, ah! Or she can tell it to pull over, or she can hit the panic, and that's pretty much it. Or whoever it is that is your safety driver.
Yeah.
So giving that much control to the car, especially, even 13.2.9, it's good, but it's not always perfect. And just completely giving up that control and allowing the computer and the cameras to do that driving in complicated city traffic feels pretty nuts. I'm sure one of the reasons why we're doing this launch on Sunday is because traffic here in town is a little bit lighter today than it will be tomorrow,
for sure.
But Tesla's all in now. They are in it.
So
what do you think? How did it feel to you?
I will tell you the thing that really I was telling Hans and John here when they got here was it really like I knew what to expect. I knew exactly what was going to happen because I've been behind the steering wheel of a Tesla for so long, and being in the rear seat was still crazy.
Yeah,
it was still crazy because it's the same exact car, but it's just now there's no one in it,
Yep.
On behind the steering wheel and pedal, we had the safety rider. But the performance was super smooth. It was exactly what you would expect if you've owned a Tesla for a long time. You know exactly what it's going to feel like. You know exactly how it's going to perform.
Except better.
Exactly. It was fantastic. The first one I recorded and I posted it should already be live on YouTube. I literally posted it an hour after I recorded because I was able to find some very fast internet here, which is fantastic. And that was mind-blowing. And then the second one, I just did it on my own. I didn't record anything. I didn't do any video or nothing. I just wanted to take it in. And it just felt like the future, you know? What's crazy is, like, Waymo has been in this area for a long time in Austin, and they're killing it. And we see them. I mean, you see them all over the place, like,
I had never been down here since they started going ham. I think I may have seen one or two before, but today they're everywhere. You see, you know, I've probably seen at least 30 or 40 of them just in a few minutes worth of driving around.
Yeah, and that kind of tells you, like, Waymo's killing it, and they only have 1,500 Waymos nationwide, and they're freaking everywhere in Austin. What happens when the company that's building 2 million of these per year does the same thing?
Yep.
They're going to reach the Waymo level probably, I don't know, 100 times faster than Waymo. There's nothing about my rides so far. Now, granted, I've only taken two. There's nothing that tells me, like, hey, oh, there's some sort of, like, fundamental limitation that the company has that they won't be able to scale this up. It literally just comes down to getting enough data to be comfortable about the software release, making the improvements about that software, and then just making the cars. And it just so happens that Tesla knows how to make the cars, like, in the millions of units per year. So it blows my mind that it's actually happening. And we knew it was going to happen. And we were saying it was going to happen, and everyone Tesla saying it was going to happen, and then it happens.
On the day they said it was going to happen?
On the day they said it was going to happen.
When does that happen?
Never. And then I still can't help but feel just completely mind blown by the experience, because that car that just drove me around the city, it cost $38,000. That makes, like,
the way that it drove off the end of the manufacturing line is the way that it drives around Austin as a robo-taxi without a human inside the vehicle as the driver.
Exactly.
And so it doesn't, you know, it's not like Waymo where they've got to take this, you know, currently they're using these Jaguar I-Paces. They go sit in a lot in Mesa, Arizona for a long time while someone tries to get to that specific vehicle.
Yeah.
Goes through this very extensive, expensive process to get all these sensors put onto it. And then they got to get all the software working. It's just blah.
Yeah.
And then eventually they get to drive those around. And I mean, their AI driver does actually work. But, you know, it's just completely different than, and I think that thing probably costs $150,000 to $180,000, potentially as much as $200,000.
Yeah.
And their outfitting process takes them months at least, if not longer. So, yeah, I mean, that's just something that's completely different than a car that comes off of the end of the manufacturing line, ready to go from a plant where they make thousands of these cars literally every single day.
Yeah.
There are 1,500 Waymos on the roads today. They're planning to add 2,000 this coming year. And in one single day, Tesla makes more Model Ys than that.
Yeah. Which means that Tesla, and speaking of, look at this. Look at that. Look at that thing.
There's the Waymo.
There's right the Waymo. There. Wow, the zoom on this phone is great. Holy shit, I'm impressed. There's the Waymo. And there's a ton of these around here. And they perform really well, and people love using them. And they are very safe, and they're awesome. And people should use them because they're awesome. Look at that thing. It's sick. It's the future.
Those things are safer than Uber drivers.
Yes. And so you should go out of your way to hail one of these. Shout out Waymo. Like, I want to be very clear, because people are always like, you guys are just Tesla fanboys. You guys blah, blah, blah. You guys, we want every awesome technology to win. But the inescapable fact is that Waymo can only make 2,000 of those per year. That's the inescapable fact. And so that's just reality.
Yep.
That's just what happens. That's the unfortunate reality of the situation. So unless Waymo can figure out how to make a technology that they can scale quickly, they're not going to win. That's just, it's just not going to happen. The economics and the is not going to work. It's just not going to work. All right, let me see. And then while we're talking shit on Waymo, can we even hail one yet? No.
No. Nope. See, now this is the difference. I could probably hail a Waymo right now.
Yeah, you could probably hail a Waymo. Okay, is there anything else on the app we can show?
So they have, you know, these different categories of things. Obviously, you can just go in here and you can type in an address, which is what I did. And once you do that, then it takes you to this screen where if there's a car that's available to come pick us up, it will let me know and it'll tell me roughly how far out they are.
Yeah.
And it told me that, and then we took too long dicking with microphones and cameras. And
by we, you mean who?
Me.
No, me. So
I'm not going to throw you under the bus.
Well, you should.
But then, the only other thing in here. Oh, so one of the things that's frustrating still, they will fix this. But like, I couldn't go in here and like drop a pin on a location. And so like, I actually have to know. You know, I had to look up the location of this specific Sonic that was over in the general vicinity of where I wanted to go, and I had to type in the actual address in order to, or I had to type in Sonic and then pick the one with the right address in order to get to that one specifically.
Yeah.
It would be nice to be able to like select a location. So like here, if I exit out of those, like you can't go to Family Dollar and just like tap on that.
Yeah, that's weird. That should take like zero effort to do.
Yeah. They'll get there.
Yeah. And then real quick, too, we want to highlight this, right? So $4.20 flat fee for the day, I'm assuming. So every ride, regardless of how long it takes or how far away it is within that geofence area, is $4.20. One time flat fee. So that's fun.
Nice.
Of course you do.
Thank you to the sponsor of this podcast, Rebellion Air. Now, we know a lot of you are Tesla fans, and especially Tesla investors. And if you have more than $1 million of Tesla stock, Rebellion Air could be the perfect fit for you. Rebellion Air is an investment firm that helps Tesla investors reach their financial goals. They do this by helping you plan for your future, and they also institute strategies like trimming and adding, covered calls, etc. So if you're somebody who believes that Tesla has long-term potential, these kinds of strategies could maximize the number of shares you have by the time Tesla reaches those goals. And the guys at Rebellion Air do this by doing so much research on the Tesla story, and they do a lot of novel research as well. Things like doing cross-country full self-driving trips to really gauge and truly understand the capability of that specific software. They've done really novel research around the energy side of the business and other parts of the business as well. And so instead of dealing with a typical investment firm that may give you the cold shoulder by viewing your investment as too risky, the guys at Rebellion Air will help you reach your goals while fully understanding the Tesla story. And so if you're a Tesla investor and you have more than $1 million of shares, and you're interested in finding out more about Rebellion Air, I have a link for you in the description in the comment section below. You can go to rebellionair.com/Farzad, and that's how they'll know that we sent you. And now back to the podcast.
So we finally got the ride. So we were waiting like 10 minutes, I guess? 10 minutes for us to be able to hail a ride. Is that right?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Maybe 15. Your ride is 17 minutes away. So it's a red one. Did you guys have a red one last time?
No,
too?
We had a silver one. This is a first.
And I had a white one. So it does look like they're not really assigning cars to people. They're just letting it come as they go. So 17.
That car is almost as far away from us as it could be inside the service area.
So which location are we going to? We're going to pick up your car? Or we're going to the Sonic.
Yeah, no, we're going to go pick up my car.
Perfect.
I think next.
Yeah, so we're going
to... We decided to change.
Yeah, we're going to have a nice little smooth ride, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
So while we do that, we're just going to hang out here. Maybe I should put the legs out. I expect this to roll out really fast. I think by the end of the year, the Tesla's coverage is probably going to be just as big as Waymo's.
In Austin specifically?
In Austin specifically. What do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah, by the end of the year, Tesla should have more coverage of Austin than Waymo does.
More.
And yes, more coverage of Austin than Waymo does, and probably expanding to other locations in Texas, at least Texas.
Yeah.
Now, we'll just have to, like, I could be wrong, but that's my gut feel.
That's your gut feel? Yeah, I do think what I'm most excited about is seeing how quickly they can expand to the suburbs.
Yep.
Like if they can come out to where I'm at, which is about 40 minutes north, I would be like over the moon. Because what that tells me is that they're already at a stage.
Hey, you live out in the sticks.
There are, I'm just gonna hold it, fuck it. This is crazy. You guys, you're seeing the live pain behind being a content creator. Nothing ever works.
Well, and we have to have makeshift mounts today because no mounting cameras inside your
robotaxi.
No suction cups.
Yep. Yeah, safety hazard, you guys. Yep. You can't do that. Yeah, because if they can do that, then that's a nail in the Waymo coffin, and a nail in the Uber coffin as well. Especially depending on the price. Do you think the 420 fee is a signal that says this is going to be very affordable? I was thinking about that today.
I think it's a signal that Elon still has a sense of humor. Okay.
And that's it. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. I have no idea. I mean, it can't launch at any other price. So
$6.90. Actually, $6.90 is not the same as $4.20. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah.
I mean, the only other option would have been $69, and you don't want to do that.
No, that's too much. Yeah. That's way too much. Okay. Yep. What else sort of like stands out about today?
Well, so I guess to go back to the thought process around how fast does it roll out, one of the things is at the level of safety that they're at, you know, we're talking about hopefully only seeing safety critical interventions in the tens of thousands of miles, potentially hundreds of thousands of miles. So any single rider, you know, you could ride 100 times potentially and feel like the system is 100% perfect, and it still might not actually be perfect. So that's going to be the challenge of this service and this product and the safety of FSD that we've talked about for so long. But the one thing that we know is that Tesla sees all that data, and so we can have confidence. Like, the way that they're handling this is definitely safety conscious. We know that they're taking precautions. They want to roll out the car with no driver in the driver's seat, but they also want to be safe, so they have the safety monitor there. And that's going to be the thing that they, like, that's the key metric that they have to manage is, can we do 100,000 miles, a million miles without any incidents, and then, you know, we need many more times miles than that between anything that's a serious injury. So yeah, that's going to be the gating limiting factor, and until we see some incidents, I think we're not going to have an ability to intuitively figure out what the speed of the scale up is going to be.
Yeah, and I think the opposite of that too is if the rollout of the regions is quick, which is what the company wants, that signal that says the miles per intervention are really good, right? The safety standard is really good. We're not going to be able to see the miles per intervention at all from the company, but we'll be able to see the regional expansion.
Yep.
The one thing that changed between yesterday and today was that they removed the cars that were tailing the robotaxis, that were kind of following them around. Now it's just a robotaxi with a safety rider. The next step is what?
That one is there's a white robotaxi.
Is that ours over there that's coming up?
No, that one's not, because ours is red, but that one was the Model Y with the yellow robotaxi badge.
Oh, it was? Okay,
I'm sure.
Okay.
Too far away now, but.
Yeah. Oh, that ours is red.
Yep.
That's right, I forgot, ours is red. 8 minutes away, okay, so here. We are 8 minutes away, and it's driving past where we're trying to go.
Yep.
Amazing how that works.
Not where we are, but where we're trying to go.
Where we're trying to go.
Yep.
We won't see the safety data, at least as a signal for us to know if this rollout is actually going to go good. But we are going to see them expand. And the expansion, the speed of the expansion, will directly correlate with the safety of the system. Near term, another step we should see soon, hopefully in the next couple weeks, is they yank the safety rider, right? Because that's next. That's the next thing, is yanking the safety rider. And once they yank the safety rider, then it's expansion. Then it's going into other regions, other areas, right? Either a different city or making Austin bigger. My guess is that they'll just make Austin bigger.
Yep.
I don't think people will realize how big of a deal it will be for a Tesla Robotaxi to come pick you up in the suburbs of Austin. You know, Waymo is kind of close now. And you know what's one thing, speaking of it, there's another Waymo. Where is it at? I just saw it. Am I blind? Oh yeah, I am. There it is. Yeah. I see it.
And then there's another one. There's literally another one. Go pan to the right.
To the right?
Right there.
Oh, there we
go. So they're right across the street from each other.
Cousins, look at them. Dude, they're everywhere here, I'm telling you. They're everywhere. And again, it bodes really well for this technology. It bodes well for this technology. Waymo has 1,500 of these nationwide, and downtown Austin's jam-packed with these things. What's crazy about the Waymo thing is that I can't hail a Waymo in Austin.
Yep.
I have to hail it through the Uber app, and then Uber will send me a Waymo if it's part of the pool of cars, which artificially raises the price of the Waymo. Because they have to keep their drivers happy on the thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, there we go. Is that somebody else? Well, I thought we were getting a red one. Someone is getting dropped off.
I think someone is getting dropped off.
Yeah, someone's
here.
Getting dropped off. Okay, so algorithmically speaking, that's kind of a bummer, right?
Yeah.
Because this is the... I just got fucking shat on or something. I think it's from the AC unit. This car should have been the one picking us up right now, but it's someone else's ride. Oh, there's John. It's Dr. Know-It-All.
Dr. Know-It-All.
John. Hello. He's in the middle of creating content. He doesn't even know it's us. That's John, Dr. Know-It-All. Maybe make sure you go check him out at Dr. Know-It-All. Looks like he's an outdoorsy person just like we are. He likes to go into the auditorium shores with the trees and stuff. So you can see there's a robo-taxi right there. Not the one that's picking us up, but the one that's dropping us off. Dropping them off, rather. Again, what a weird decision. So they definitely have some... They definitely have some stuff to figure out from a algorithm perspective.
Yep.
Should we go crash their recording?
We should totally go crash their recording.
We're going to crash their recording. Here. Oh, he's not from Austin. This is beautiful. Yep. Yeah, bro. It's Auditorium Shores. Hey!
Did you just hail a Tesla robo-taxi?
Nah, man. It's so...
So good to see you.
It's so chill. It doesn't seem like it's anything.
Very nice to meet you.
What's up, man?
Yeah, nice to meet you. Yeah. You guys mind being on camera or no?
No, absolutely. I will never be on camera.
You okay being on camera? You sure?
I've been filming him the whole time, but I'm like, what do you think?
All right, perfect. Awesome. So what do you think?
I think we both agree, Ryan and I, that it feels super natural. It's not super, natural.
Yeah.
But like, it's like we've been doing this for so long with full self-driving in our Model Ys and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
That it feels really good. I think both of us agree a little bit smoother than regular full self-driving.
Okay.
But so Ryan drives in standard mode. I drive in hurry mode all the time, and I noticed they were in standard. Mm-hmm. So I didn't know if maybe it was just a different mode. Where I was like, oh, I'm just used to hurry mode, where it's always like, go, go, go.
I see.
But it's so comfortable.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We did a U-turn at one point. We pulled out in front of traffic going real fast, and we went through a couple of yellow lights. They would turn, and we would go through, and it didn't do this crazy, like, oh, my God, do I stop, do I start?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just so smooth.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
I'm super excited.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
We're pumped.
Do you have any feedback?
It was amazing. Like, the first trip was, novel and new.
And then
it's amazing that, the next trip just starts to feel normal.
Yeah.
And then the third trip is just like, this is what it's going to be normal going forward.
Yeah.
Like a fun little test was this sign that was knocked over.
I was just going to go take a picture.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
As we were pulling up, it nicely, navigated around it. And there's all sorts of fun little quirky scenarios. But overall, smoother than 95% of Uber riders drivers or friends that you would ride with.
Yeah.
I get car sick, but being in the back with this, no problem.
Nice.
Smooth inputs and very confidence inspiring. And what an honor to be part of the first day of this.
It's so awesome.
It is.
Yeah. How many rides have you guys taken?
Two so far.
Yep.
This will be our third one. So what's funny is...
Wait, how long till it arrives?
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Oh, I want to get you guys on camera.
Okay,
too,
okay. So, yeah. All right, yeah. Go for it.
So,
yeah, go for it.
Flip flop. I'm going to go in the shade here.
Okay, let's go in the shade.
It's a little intense out there.
I'll record. I'm going to record while you record me. Sound good? Yeah, this is, we're doing a podcast right now.
This is Tesla Contentception.
I only found out, it's been less than 24 hours. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like 22 hours ago when I found out I was coming here. So
no way.
Yeah, it's been absolutely crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Otherwise, I would have contacted you a long time ago.
That is awesome, dude. Crazy.
All right, here we go. All righty, folks. We got Hans, we got Farzad. What do you guys think? You have taken two robotaxi rides. You're about to take another one. It's coming right here at the Long Center Performing Arts, which is beautiful, by the way.
In 4 minutes.
In four minutes.
So we have 4 minutes to record something.
Yep.
What do you guys think?
Which probably, no, honestly, it probably means it will be longer than 4 minutes. So far, it's always been a little bit slower.
Yeah,
you're eating into your time. Go. What do you think?
So it's super incredibly amazing that cars that have just cameras and neural nets can drive around Austin with no humans behind the driver's wheel, no steering wheel and pedals touching. There's a safety monitor there. She can hit an e-stop. She can tell it to pull over, but that's about all she can do.
Yep.
And it drives around better than your average Tesla Uber driver. It's a way nicer car and stinks less. I mean, awesome.
There is, that's true. That's what you gotta admit that one. So, and also, by the way, I finally today, on the last ride we did, I pushed the support button to see if I could leave a message.
Okay.
The human answered with a second.
No way.
Accidentally.
They're like, oh, hi, what's the problem? And I was like, you're doing great.
Yeah.
Laughing and stuff.
That's
amazing.
But
I was like, he's incredible. So it's like a person on the other end.
That's awesome.
Cool. All right, Fajad, what are your takeaways?
Yeah, I mean, so my takeaway is that as people who have had Teslas, I've had a Tesla for a long time, I think anyone who has a Tesla and they get into the car, they probably are like, this is normal.
Right.
This is normal. But then you look and there's nobody in the behind the steering wheel and pedal, you're like, holy shit. it actually happened.
Exactly.
It actually happened. I think my biggest takeaway is what we thought was the real deal, what we thought was going to happen, happened.
Yep.
Right. And now it's just a matter of just waiting for it to come to fruition and actually becoming a reality for everybody to see. We're seeing a glimpse into the future. We're seeing the earliest stages. That was the robot.
That red one is our car.
Oh, the red one is yours. Nice.
The thing to me that's so weird about it is this combination of so naturally familiar because I've driven FSD and not familiar at the same time because you're always right there. You can always take over. And so experiencing the feeling of the car driving itself just like you do normally when you do have FSD, but doing that from the back seat is it's just different.
Yeah.
It's different. And so it's this strange combination of familiar and mind-blowing.
Yeah, and it doesn't get lost, it shouldn't get lost on people. That is the best-selling car in the world.
Yeah.
You can buy for $38,000.
Right now.
Yeah. And then, so go check out John's link in the description below.
He's preferred.
This is on yours.
I'm almost sold.
Yeah, you're good. We'll make
it
fully
sold. Well, then
use
mine.
Yeah, use Hans's. Yeah.
There we go.
We'll post his. But that is so unbelievably insane.
Yeah.
The best-selling car in the world is freaking driving around on its own in Austin, Texas, and it's picking people up, and it's just like a Waymo, where a Waymo costs $150,000 or whatever, and there's our robotaxi.
Excellent.
Just unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Thank you so much. It was great running into you.
Thank you. Yeah,
let's go
it was awesome.
Or something later.
Yeah,
oh,
sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
All right. Very
good
to see you.
Cool. Good to
see
you.
Yeah, he's got a picture. A picture.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Get in here. Get in here. Here. Here we go.
All right.
All right, sweet. Awesome.
Cool.
All right, guys, have a good day, y'all.
All right. What percent of owners do you think know that their car has the hardware to?
2%.
Yeah, almost
maybe
none.
Less.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe less. Yeah.
Well, we're going to call one up.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, here we go. So here's Robotaxi. I'm going to come right in.
Hello.
Yeah, this place is awesome.
Thank you.
You should just come check it out. It's beautiful. They have a bunch of walking trails too. They have by the river. You can walk on the river too. So, yeah. It's a beautiful area. Yeah. Sorry, Hans. Okay. Here we go. All right. Very good. Thank you for picking us up. Or thank you for riding along for picking us up, I guess, technically. Yeah. All right. So
thank you for keeping us safe today.
Yes. Thank you for being our safety rider. All right, my seatbelt in. Okay, so for those, so here's the start here now. So now Hans is gonna go ahead.
Oh, I just hit the start ride button.
Oh, he did it from his app.
Yep.
Yeah, so you can do it from the app or the thing. So there it is. If you've seen my video already, you know how this works. So we arrive at 429. We have a wonderful safety rider with us. What's her name?
Diego.
Diego, very nice to meet you, my friend. Yeah, so Diego is gonna safety ride us to the location, which means he's not gonna do a damn thing unless something happens. So he's just kind of hanging out. As you can see, there's nobody behind the steering wheel and pedal.
We have seen no indications of Dan O'Dowd's presence in South Austin today. So hopefully that will be a good sign.
Yeah, he seems MIA. Maybe he's having some lunch. I could have sworn, I'm not even kidding, I'm like 99% sure I saw either Dan O'Dowd or someone who looks exactly like Dan O'Dowd. He was in a VW ID4, and the guy would not yield to pedestrians, and he was just driving past, and I flipped him the finger last night. So if that was you, Dan, I hope you received that middle finger very well.
Sincerely, GFY.
Yeah, you deserve it. Okay, so for those that are not familiar, this is what the front screen looks like. It's no different than a regular Tesla FSD interface. You can see there's a pullover button, a stop in lane support button. This is for Diego and for, I'm guessing, any riders once they open up the front seat for customers. So this is our third ride now.
Did you show that you can, you do have the option to pull over here at the very bottom in the back screen as well.
Yes.
So we don't have the stop in lane option, but we do have the ability to pull over.
Yes.
If we felt uncomfortable for any reason, which we will not do.
This is correct. And there's also a support button, which apparently if you press, a nice lady will talk to you immediately. So we're going to let them hang out. We're not going to hang out. It's currently 100 degrees. And in the shade, it doesn't feel that way, honestly. It feels really nice in the shade. Are you cold? Are you cold, Hans?
No, I'm not cold, but it doesn't need to be 68.
Of course it does. Why not? Can it be 68? Can it be 69?
Now, there we go.
There we go. Perfect. Okay, now we nailed it.
Fixed.
Okay. So our third ride, it just feels so normal already.
Yep.
Doesn't it?
I was trying to see. So it looks like I can change the temperature. I don't know if I can change
From the app?
Fan. I can do... Yeah, I can change the temperature from the app.
So go ahead and press that and see. Let's see if it changes. So you set it at 70?
71. And then,
there you go. So it changes. Awesome. Oh. And then it's back to 69. And then it's back to 69.
Yep.
There you go. And then this has your profile hooked up. So when I hailed it with my app, it would have my music available for me to choose, which is pretty awesome.
Now, the thing that I can't do is I cannot change the fan speed. And currently, I don't see a way to change like where the fan is pointed at me from back here.
Okay.
Do you?
Oh, like the little interface? So what if you press the number? Just like press it, like regular. Just like tap it. Yeah, there it is.
There we go.
Okay.
There, yep, so it is there.
Yeah, you just gotta press it.
And then, we do have the
fan speed.
Fan speed. Yeah.
Oh.
All right. So it is all there.
Let me see. So high, slow, high. Can we have it high? I'm high. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. I'm such a prima donna. What is this? Oh, that's the face or the something else. I don't know. So I mean, this is just like AC typical thing. And then you got heated seats as well. Are they cool? They're cool too. Are they?
No, they're just heated.
Okay. So we're definitely not going to do that. Okay, cool. And then make it go away by pressing this again, I guess? Yeah, perfect. Okay. All right, so we're being driven to our location. Oh, man. It happened.
It is happening as we speak?
It is happening as we speak.
The best-selling car in the world
is driving
us around Austin with nobody in the driver's seat.
Crazy. This is so crazy.
It's a Waymo, except you can buy one.
Yeah.
You can park it at your house at night.
And not only that, but it will do this everywhere. what it's doing right now, it will do everywhere. But you have to be behind the steering wheel and pedal.
Yeah, but eventually.
The performance of this is not much different from what you would usually get on just a regular Tesla in a random place. You know, of course, like they don't have all the data necessary to say it's ready for robotaxi. So that's why clearly they haven't released it, because they're not confident they have it yet absolutely everywhere. But in South Austin, they've got it because there's nobody here right now. There's nobody there right now. And this is our third drive. It's our third drive. We're just having a good time. This is so awesome.
Have you driven or ridden in a Waymo?
I have not ridden in a Waymo.
I have not either. So this is my first experience. I've never ridden in a Waymo. I've never ridden in a Cruise.
Yeah.
So yeah, today is my first true autonomous ride hailing experience.
Yeah, same.
And man, it's nice.
Same. Yeah. I think, did I ride in a Waymo?
Probably.
I don't think so. I wouldn't remember. I feel like I did ride in a Waymo. Anyway, whatever. I can't recall. I mean, that tells you how deep, knee-deep I am in this. I can't even remember if I actually rode in a Waymo or not. But regardless, what's true is that there's a lot of them around here.
Yep.
There's a lot of them, and people are using them. But again, I am kind of bummed out that...
And there's one driving past right now.
Yeah. I am kind of bummed out that I can't specifically call for a Waymo on the Uber app or the Waymo app, that I will be given a Waymo based
here
on...
Here in Austin, at least.
Here in Austin, yeah. Which is, again, like this is why Waymo should own its own stack, because now they can't even control their service. Now they're just another car company just supplying vehicles to Uber. You know, so like the clearly superior pro... Oh, there's another robotaxi right there. Look. The gray one right ahead.
See? No driver.
No driver. The streets of Austin are quickly becoming driverless, you guys. This is the first day, and we're already coming across these self-driving Teslas, man.
It's literally a Tesla takeover event.
6 out of 10.
Hey, autism was never meant to be funny.
Well, that explains a lot. Oh man, that's funny. That was funny. That was like an 8.8 out of 10. So you just proved yourself wrong. I can't wait for this to be available near me. I would seriously consider using this all the time. It's just so damn comfortable. I think that's one thing maybe it doesn't come across. It's impossible for it to come across
it's
on
so
camera.
It's so smooth.
It's so smooth, you guys. It's so smooth. There's no hesitation. There's total and full predictability. The way it just went around that car that was deciding if it wanted to make a ride or not, it's fantastic. And those chimes are new too. I've never heard those kinds of chimes before.
So I'm actually going to use this drop off early feature that
okay.
you can have. We can get out.
Oh, awesome.
If it will.
Are you close to the car now? Are you around here? Is that why you're using it?
Oh. Yeah, this is where we were going. Ooh, we are stuck okay. in a. We're stuck a little bit in the intersection.
Okay, there you go.
Behind this.
Okay.
We're at the corner.
Okay. All right, so off we go. We got dropped off. You got my bag?
Yep.
Perfect. All right, thank you, Diego. Thank you, buddy. Okay, so we're behind this bus stop here. And looks like we got dropped off right here at the corner.
Oh.
Let's see. Let's see how it handles this.
He is stuck. I totally pwned him.
Did you screw him over? Uh-oh.
I wonder if I had to... It was asking me to rate the ride, so I wonder if I had to finish that.
Did you finish it?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Oh, there it is. Okay.
There it goes.
So it was a few seconds. Not the worst thing in the world.
I do feel bad for him because he was definitely in the intersection. I think I kind of
Well, the car should have known to not stop there, right?
To not stop there, exactly. Yeah. I was trying to get it to stop back here at HEB.
Yeah.
And it continued on further than I expected.
Yeah. Well, that was a very good test then. So we found a bug. And kind of.
Opportunities for improvement.
Yeah, here, I can take the bag from you. Yeah, thank you. Okay, so that was, like the other two, super smooth. Here's another Waymo. He's walking around. These guys are everywhere. There's somebody in the driver's seat. Hello?
What's up, baby? ATX Network's in.
Hey,
yes, it is.
There we go. Awesome, man. Just had to represent. He probably doesn't know that I live here. That's okay. Okay, so what'd you think?
It still is so surreal that they're actually letting customers pay for that experience right now.
Yeah.
This is not the FSD that's in your car. I mean, it is, but it isn't.
Yeah.
You get to pay money to Tesla to drive you from point A to point B with a computer.
Yep, pretty freaking crazy. And it may or may not stop in the middle of an intersection.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. And that was a very unique, and I'm actually very happy that we can, are you parked over here? Over there? I think I know him.
Hey.
Yeah. Is that?
That's JC.
JC? Here, let's go say hi. Oh, there's a robotaxi over there, actually.
I was Joe's plus one for the last three rides. Hey, Hans.
Awesome.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you,
man. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
I just did three of them myself. It was awesome.
Three of them? Okay, yeah. We did three, too.
Yeah, we finished three.
Yeah. We're actually recording a video. Do you mind being on?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So watch all your videos.
Tell everybody. So tell everybody about your channel.
So I am...
Stand close to him so he can pick you up on the microphone. Oh, okay. Yep. Just close enough. Yeah, there we go.
My channel or his?
No, yours. No, I have the microphone on here, so we want to make sure we capture the audio. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm on X as JC Christopher. You see this beautiful mug right here?
Yeah.
I do have a YouTube channel, but it's pretty small. But I'm mainly on X, and I follow Farzad. I follow Hans. I watch everything y'all do.
That's awesome.
All of it, man.
That's awesome, man. I appreciate the support. Yeah,
absolutely. Heck
yeah. You do a lot of robotaxi Uber rides, or FSD Uber rides.
So
right?
I do. My thing is, I do a lot of FSD. And about 2 months ago, I retired about 7 months ago from my past occupation, and so I'm a retired dude now.
Yeah.
And
now you just get to have fun for a living.
Now I just get to have fun for a living. And what I thought was like, well, I want to give back to the community, like do something for Tesla. I'm not an engineer. I'm not a scientist. I am a Joe Blow Marine from Porter, Texas. What can I do to help as a retired person?
Yeah.
I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get into my Tesla. I'm going to go do Uber. I'm going to use FSD exclusively. And I'm going to show everybody in Houston, Texas how amazing Tesla's technology is.
Yeah.
99.9% of my customers have never been in a Tesla before. They're cleaning ladies, they're maids, they serve you food, they clean your house, and for 15 minutes, they get to be a queen.
Hell,
and they love it. All
That's
of
awesome.
Them, get, they love the Tesla. I show them FSD. Literally nobody in Houston.
They had no idea it exists.
They either didn't know it existed, or they thought it was a lie until they get into my car and they're hit with the reality of a robot driving them for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing. There's really no other way for me to do it.
So how was it for you as someone who provides that same experience to other people on a regular basis to experience riding in the back seat while FSD did the driving with nobody behind the steering wheel and pedals?
So I'm gonna say it to it. First of all, it was amazing. I mean, it literally is like surreal. Mm-hmm. This is going to come off maybe a little funny. I wasn't surprised, though.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
I've got 60,000 miles of FSD under my belt.
I agree 100%.
Nothing surprised. The only thing that was just like, wow, we pulled that Band-Aid off.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, I've got so many miles of FSD. Like, literally, I got about 60,000 miles between, you know, everything I do with FSD and Uber. So it was basically like I wasn't surprised how smooth it was.
Yeah.
I was just really, really, really proud of the Tesla AI team that they finally got to that point where they could pull that Band-Aid off
and
say, we're about to take this thing over.
Yeah.
There's other words as a Marine I'm used to saying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be faithful to your
fair
YouTube monetization here.
Fair enough.
But as a Marine, I would say.
As far as I'd never swear.
Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Get ready.
Yeah.
So put everybody, today puts everybody on notice.
Yeah.
It's happening.
That's
it's
awesome.
Gonna happen. I got 45 minutes within three trips. In our first trip, it actually saved a person's life.
Yeah.
So I don't know if y'all saw, but we had a, on the first trip, we were going to Zilker Park, and the road right by Zilker Park.
Oh, how's it going, man?
See your brother.
What's up?
Dave. Yeah.
Hey, how are you
we
doing?
Got Dave
hey.
Lee over here
hey.
Chilling.
Hey, Dave, seven. Right
hey,
here,
Dave.
In the flesh.
Awesome, man.
Yeah. So what'd you think? You mind being on camera?
Yeah.
It's recording.
No, recording.
It's recording. Yeah.
Awesome.
You want to stand next to him for your microphone? Yep, come on, bro. You should be a professional.
Gosh. Yeah. I did four rides so far. Have you guys used the support button yet?
Accidentally.
Yeah, I've been just using it just to ask questions and stuff.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah.
No, but it's smooth. It's good. I mean, there's more questions like I didn't think of, like the pickup and the drop off.
Our community three, four, five, six, seven
like sometimes
years.
you might want to tell where to be dropped off, but you can't.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like small things like that.
Yeah.
I like how they did a small geofenced area to start. You get faster service. But overall, it's a smooth experience.
Yeah.
I don't see anything much wrong with it. I don't know. What do you guys
do? Do you want to tell them about what you just did?
Yeah, so my car's over here.
Yeah.
And I thought, I was just looking at the app and I realized there was a end ride early button.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, we're coming up to HEB. I'll hit the end ride early button.
Yeah.
And then it can just drop us off right here in front of HEB. When I did that, then I had to confirm it. I didn't realize at first I had to confirm it. So then it was like getting into the intersection already when I confirmed it.
Yeah.
So then it proceeded on, and then there was a bus in front of it. And so it kind of got stuck in the, just barely in the intersection a little bit. But then afterwards, so we got out, I had to finish the ride.
Yeah.
I don't know if my finishing the ride had anything to do with it, just kind of sitting there, but it waited there about 30 seconds, maybe.
Yeah, 30, 45 seconds.
Before it was released and could go on, and it was still, just in the very end of the intersection just a little bit.
Yeah, it blocked the intersection a little bit. There was a pickup truck trying to come through, but it was short. It wasn't anything like crazy, but outside of that, we did three rides. It's like, I think the common theme for all of us is we're not surprised, but it's like surprising at the same time because there's nobody there.
The
performance is great, but it's like, but there's nobody there. There's nobody there. And like you
they
said,
pulled
they pulled the Band-Aid off and they're actually doing it. And it's working exactly how we thought it was.
Yeah, it's like the, the high wire person who has a harness and then they take the harness off and like whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Training wheels.
Yep.
Yeah.
So do you guys think that Tesla can actually take over the car and drive remotely?
No.
You don't think they can?
I didn't see anything in there that would have been given them the ability to.
My guess is I don't know if they have it today, but my guess is they're going to have to build it in. Just because we do see the Waymos that, like, if it gets stuck in a weird parking lot, those are the types of, like, I don't think that they need that for most things, but when you are stuck in a strange parking lot that it doesn't know how to get out of, at least my experience with FSD is that a lot of times if I'm in a parking lot, I'll just take over because it will wander around kind of endlessly. So I feel like that has to happen, but that's just thinking by analogy, just because Waymo does it, that they'll have to, and maybe they won't. What do you think?
I don't know. You can see on some of the pictures that they posted on X, they have all of the views of the cameras on the from the car, so they're monitoring the views. The question is, can they physically take over the steering? I don't know. It's a question.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be one of those things that we're probably not going to know unless they just tell us and want us to know.
Well, is 5G enough? Is 5G fast enough and reliable enough for them to do it?
Starlink. Sometimes I get some.
But I didn't see a Starlink.
So
how many Waymos have you guys seen today?
A bunch.
Yeah.
I've seen 15.
Yeah, a bunch, like 20, 25, 30.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, maybe more. I mean, it is, I mean, it's kind of like normal for this area is to have that many. I feel like the amount of Waymos, the way they've expanded has been super fast.
They have.
Super, super fast. Yeah.
And I'll say it, Farzad, I'm actually pretty impressed with what Waymo's been doing.
No, for sure. I 100% agree.
They look smooth.
Yeah.
Going around town. I think they have some of the similar issues of that last 5 feet, first 5 feet.
Yeah.
But they've been really, really smooth. I think it just boils down to, I just don't know how they're going to scale the same way that a Tesla can.
Yeah.
They've got four companies involved in a Waymo, right?
Yeah.
You're paying that when they get a fare for Waymo, four companies are taking a cut out.
Right, exactly.
Google, Luminar, I'm missing them. There's two others. Two other companies involved in a
Mobileye,
Jaguar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Uber.
And Uber.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you got four
and Waymo.
And Waymo. Yeah, exactly. So you got five companies.
Yeah, yeah, cut.
Yeah. Whereas with Tesla, it's one.
Right.
And it's not a $150,000 Jaguar
right,
or whatever it's going to be next.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
But
yep.
The technology, I have to be honest, dude. I've been pretty impressed watching them around town.
Yeah.
I've been here for a while.
Yeah.
I just don't know how they're going to scale.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It's like the scaling seems like the hardest piece. It's like, I don't know. They're going to make 2,000 Waymos in the next year. Tesla's going to make that many in 5 hours,
that's
10
right.
hours, whatever it is. Like, it's... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's
like
gonna
the
happen
rock.
There.
Millions of
people. Yeah, yeah. That's right. That's right. Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Fantastic.
Cool.
Well, we'll be back.